Week 3, exercise 1. Now you have a little table of verbs and verbal forms. I think they're mostly verbs. Following your survey of verbs, your revision, to test whether you know what these mean. So you're invited to put the meanings in. Now, then we come on to another topic. It's all really a development of the same topic, but this is specifically looking at the way roots develop, and there's 10 families of roots, because they actually develop in 10 different ways. That's why, really. And so you have charts to read through. You have the dhatu in the first column. You have the present active and passive verbs in the next column. Then you have the future and the past perfect, the past tense, the perfect tense. Then you have the kritya form, as in patitavya, to be or should be fallen in this case. The infinitive, the tum ending words, and then in the final column, the roots with the ta and twa endings put on for the past participle and the having done thing. So patita, fallen, patitwa, having fallen. And it's useful to refer back to this page as you go through the charts if you need to. So you have lots of dhatus listed with their present and forms and so on, and they're in families, just so that you can get a sense of the different patterns of development. When you're reading Sanskrit, you will come across these different forms. I don't think you need to know these by heart, but they give you a sense of how things develop, so that quite often if you come across something, for instance, nashitum on page 17, well, in the fourth family, nashitum, you will start to focus much more on searching for the roots, nash, in perishing or destroying. And there's another one. So, for instance, if you come across on the third family, behetum, you know that somehow the behe is standing for the dhatu, and you might then realize that it's actually behi in being afraid. So it's in this sort of area. Ninth family, jyatavya. You'll be looking for the jnya. Tenth family, chintaniya or chintayitwa. You'll start to realize that it's chint, which is the root form being developed. So it gives you a good overview of the development of words. And then you have a little exercise. And obviously you can look back just to find the answers if you don't immediately recognize the roots. A small point to add, but a rather an important one, to the overview of development of dhatus, development of roots, is that when looking at these charts, not only is one observing the way the roots, where the roots fit in, but it's also a chance to observe much more clearly how the units which are added on affect the meaning. So one should be able to start looking at words from the point of view of a dhatu, and then at least one unit put on. So in the case of patitum, You've got the pat, which is telling you about the dhatu. You've got the tum, which is telling you that it's an infinitive. In the case of the past perfect, you've got papata, so you've got the doubling of the dhatu and this form, which is reminiscent of babhuva. Krityas, you've got your dhatu pat, and you've got your tavya. It could have been an aniya or a ya, but here it's tavya. And so on. And of course the obvious ones are things like pat with the twa on the end. And as we've noticed before, some of the dhatus take an I after the root. So you've got pat, I, twa. But not all. And so as you go through the charts, be looking for the dhatu and be looking for the unit endings. And of course, to go back to the krityas, some of these will take case endings, so hence the little bobble on the end of patitavya. Or in the case of bahash, bahashya.